There was another international dispute today. This one involved insults, rocks, flares, and the English Channel. It was between French and British fishing fleets over who has the right to dredge for scallops off the coast of Normandy. Several boats collided during the incident, but no one was hurt. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Pillaging, bullying, piracy, these are some of the accusations French and British fishermen have hurled at each other in the last 2 days. The fight is over the precious giant scallop, or coquille Saint-Jacques, as they're known in French, that is fished off the coast of Normandy. This French news video shows British and French fishing boats colliding as their crews throw rocks and insults at each other. At issue is a law in France that prevents fishermen from gathering scallops until October 1st. British fishermen aren't covered by that law. A French television crew accompanied boat captain Anthony Canel as he sailed out from Normandy to confront the British fishermen at 3 a.m. Wednesday morning.
If we let them do this, they'll ravage the sector. We have quotas, they have nothing. 7 days a week, they scrape for scallops. A whole month before we start working. We'd like them to start with us on October 1st.
Dale Rodmel is with Britain's National Federation of Fishermen's Organizations. He says the British are entirely within their right to trawl for scallops.
Essentially, the UK fleet working in French waters is working entirely legally.
Rodmel says in recent years, the British have agreed to hold back on gathering scallops until the beginning of October in exchange for other fishing rights from the French. Another British fisherman, Mike Park, of the Scottish Whitefish Producers Association, says they weren't able to reach an agreement with the French this year because of some rogue fishermen.
This year they refused to strike the deal on the basis that there are a number of small UK vessels that fish the area that are unregulated.
For once, Brexit has nothing to do with this Anglo-French argument. Park says what happened at sea last night was dangerous and not the way to solve things. He says he expects that French and British fishermen will sit down to work things out in the coming days on land. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.